With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says it is not going to be good for the country if he's not reelected. The former president spoke at a campaign rally near Dayton, Ohio, Saturday, appearing with Republican Bernie Moreno, who he endorsed for Ohio Senate. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says, although President Biden is sending arms to Israel, he's withholding something far more important.
What Israel has needed from the beginning is diplomatic and narrative support, particularly in international forums.
Talent says what Israel needs most is U.S. moral support for its campaign in Gaza. The former senator was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. The Jewish stepdaughter of Vice President Kamala Harris is publicly raising money for a U.N. agency that employed members of Hamas. The U.S. and other countries have cut funding for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency over its members' participation in the October 7th terror attack on Israel. Ella Imhoff posted a link to the U.N. group's fundraising page, but removed it after a media inquiry at the White House. The UNRWA is the largest employer in Gaza. President Trump cut USAID to the organization in 2018, but the Biden administration immediately restored the funding when it took office. Also at SRNnews.com, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton predicts the Senate this week will pass a bill that will force the sale of TikTok to new owners.
And I'm confident there are many American companies and wealthy investors who would line up for the opportunity to buy TikTok to make sure it's owned by Americans who are not going to exploit your data for their own purposes or turn it into a propaganda tool of Chinese communism.
The suspect is in custody after several members of a family were shot and killed in Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. The president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says President Biden's view on abortion is a change from his earlier stance.
President Biden, as Senator Biden and Vice President Biden, opposed government funding of abortion, but he has now shifted to enthusiastic support and demand for taxpayer support for abortion. He's made abortion a weapon in American foreign policy as well. He is the doddering but dangerous chief executive serving the culture of death.
In his daily briefing, Dr. Albert Mohler said the president's shift on abortion appears to be politically motivated.
President Joe Biden now openly and unabashedly embraces the culture of death. He clearly understands abortion as the main issue that just might keep him in the White House for another four-year term.
Mueller warns that the president's current position and the current position of the Democratic Party is far more radically pro-abortion than even Roe v. Wade, which the Supreme Court overturned in 2022. This is SRN News. A unique smoking ban. John Scott has more.
A Massachusetts town that adopted an unusual ordinance banning the sale of tobacco to anyone born in the 21st century is being looked at as a possible model for other cities and towns, hoping to further clamp down on cigarettes and other tobacco products. The bylaw is the first of its kind in the country. It was adopted by Brookline in 2020 and upheld by the state's highest court. The ruling opens the door for other Massachusetts communities to adopt similar bans that would, decades from now, eventually bar all future generations from buying tobacco. John Scott report.
More than four dozen Louisiana National Guard members are now in Texas as part of a border security operation, the first of three rotations. Friday's arrival comes 1 month after Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry pledged his state support to Operation Lone Star. 13 Republican governors have pledged support for the Texas plan to protect its border. More at SRNnews.com.